Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Power Foods for the Brain by Neil D. Barnard, MD, presents a practical nutrition-first approach to protecting cognitive health and supporting memory across the lifespan. Known for translating medical research into accessible lifestyle guidance, Barnard focuses on the idea that everyday food choices can influence brain aging, mental clarity, and long-term risk for decline. The book frames brain health as something you can actively shape, not just inherit, and it organizes its guidance into a straightforward three-step plan. It emphasizes patterns of eating that support healthy blood flow, stable energy, and reduced inflammation, while cautioning against dietary habits that may undermine the brain over time. Rather than centering on supplements or complicated protocols, the book leans on widely available foods, meal planning strategies, and behavior change tactics that make the program realistic for busy readers. It also connects brain nutrition to broader health markers such as weight, cholesterol, and blood sugar, reinforcing the idea that what benefits the heart and metabolism often benefits the brain as well. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a three-step framework for brain protective eating. A defining feature of the book is its structured, step-by-step plan that makes an abstract goal like protect your brain feel actionable. The program organizes recommendations into a sequence that readers can implement without needing advanced nutrition knowledge. The first emphasis is on building meals around plant-based staples that deliver fiber, antioxidants, and a wide range of micronutrients. The second emphasis is on reducing foods that are commonly associated with poorer cardiovascular and metabolic health, because those systems directly affect brain perfusion and long-term resilience. The third emphasis is on adding targeted foods and habits that support memory and focus, such as consistent meal timing and nutrient-dense choices that avoid energy crashes. Barnard also reinforces the concept that small daily decisions compound, so the framework is designed to be repeatable and sustainable rather than a short-term cleanse. For readers who feel overwhelmed by conflicting diet advice, this topic provides a map: what to prioritize, what to limit, and what to add. The result is a clear behavioral pathway that connects dietary pattern to brain outcomes through understandable mechanisms like inflammation, blood vessel health, and insulin regulation. Secondly, key nutrients and food groups that support cognition. The book highlights how certain nutrients and food categories can contribute to brain maintenance and food categories can contribute to brain maintenance and performance. It emphasizes plant-forward choices such as leafy greens, beans, berries, and whole grains because they deliver protective compounds, including antioxidants and polyphenols, alongside steady-release carbohydrates that help stabilize energy. Another focus is the role of dietary fats, particularly the balance between healthier unsaturated fats and fats that can contribute to vascular strain when overconsumed. Barnard commonly connects these choices to real-world outcomes like clearer thinking, improved mood stability, and better long-term memory support. The discussion also links nutrient density to practical shopping and cooking, showing how to build meals that naturally provide vitamins and minerals often associated with brain function, including vitamin E and folate, without relying on a supplement-heavy mindset. Readers also get a framework for evaluating foods beyond marketing claims, focus on fiber, color, and minimal processing. This topic is especially useful because it translates nutritional science into menu-level decisions. Instead of asking readers to count obscure nutrients, it encourages consistent intake of recognizable foods that together create a protective dietary pattern for the brain. Thirdly, reducing dietary risk factors tied to cognitive decline. A major thread in the book is the argument that what harms the heart can also harm the brain, and that dietary patterns linked to metabolic strain can raise cognitive risk over time. Barnard emphasizes limiting foods that contribute to poor vascular function, higher inflammation, and unformation and unfavorable cholesterol profiles, because brain tissue depends on healthy circulation and oxygen delivery. He also addresses the role of excess saturated fat and highly processed foods in undermining overall metabolic health, including insulin sensitivity, which can influence cognitive performance and long-term brain aging. The guidance does not depend on fear-based rules. Instead, it offers a rationale for swaps that keep meals satisfying while shifting the nutrient profile. Readers are encouraged to identify their personal dietary pitfalls, such as frequent fried foods or heavy, high-fat animal-based meals, and replace them with options that preserve flavor through spices, textures, and cooking techniques. This topic resonates for people who want prevention-oriented advice that still feels realistic. It frames brain protection as a byproduct of reducing common diet-driven stressors on the body, turning the reader's focus toward patterns that are easier to sustain than strict deprivation. Fourthly, connecting brain health to weight, blood sugar, and circulation. The book repeatedly ties cognition to whole body markers that many readers can measure and track: body weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. This topic clarifies why a brain-focused eating plan often overlaps with approaches used for cardiovascular and diabetes prevention. Barnard suggests that improved insulin regulation and better vascular function can support attention, memory, and long-term brain resilience, because the brain is highly sensitive to impaired blood flow and unstable energy supply. By highlighting these connections, the book gives readers multiple ways to assess progress beyond subjective feelings of brain fog. The emphasis on plant-based, high-fiber foods can naturally support satiety and weight management, while also improving post-meal blood sugar responses. Readers who are motivated by labs and tangible milestones may appreciate how the plan can align with clinician-recommended targets. Importantly, the focus remains on lifestyle leverage. Choose foods that make healthy physiology more likely, rather than treating cognition as a separate, isolated issue. This integrated view helps readers see that protecting memory is not only about puzzles and mental exercises, but also about daily habits that keep the body's transport and fuel systems working efficiently. Lastly, practical implementation, menus, habits, and staying consistent. Beyond the science, the book is geared toward execution, helping readers convert principles into daily routines. This topic covers the practical side: how to stock a kitchen for brain-friendly meals, how to plan breakfasts and snacks that maintain stable energy, and how to make gradual changes without feeling restricted. Barnard emphasizes consistency over perfection and encourages readers to build repeatable meal patterns that reduce decision fatigue. He also discusses common obstacles such as cravings, social situations, and time constraints, offering strategies like simple batch cooking, using staple ingredients in multiple dishes, and choosing restaurant meals that fit the plan. The approach makes the program more accessible to readers who are new to plant-forward eating or who have struggled with complex diet rules. This topic also reinforces that cognitive benefits are more likely when habits are maintained long enough for metabolic and vascular changes to accumulate. By focusing on practical workflows, not just ideals, the book supports readers in creating a sustainable food environment. The result is a plan that can be integrated into real life, turning brain health into a routine outcome of normal meals rather than a separate project that requires constant willpower. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for readers who want a clear, prevention-oriented plan for cognitive health, especially adults concerned about memory changes, people with a family history of dementia, and anyone interested in the brain benefits of plant-forward eating. It is also valuable for readers managing weight, cholesterol, or blood sugar who want to understand how those markers relate to attention and long-term brain resilience. The practical benefit is that the program focuses on controllable daily choices. Shifting meal composition, reducing foods that strain circulation and metabolism, and emphasizing nutrient-dense staples that support steadier energy and overall wellness. Many readers will find it motivating that the same eating pattern can support both brain health and broader physical health, creating multiple reasons to stick with the changes. Compared to similar brain diet books that rely heavily on supplements, complicated scoring systems, or narrow food lists, Barnard's approach stands out for its structured three-step simplicity and its emphasis on accessible, everyday foods. The plan is designed to be implemented in a typical household, not only by highly motivated biohackers. For buyers, it offers a practical framework grounded in mainstream nutrition principles, with enough structure to guide action while remaining flexible enough to sustain over time. If you would like to support Neil D. Barnard, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.